I heard a gentle knocking at the cabin door. Holmes did not even wait for my response, but promptly swung the door open. "Good morning, Watson. Bright and cheerful. What a wonderful day." Holmes greeted me euphorically whilst placing a well-laden breakfast tray on the small table next to my bed. "You don't look nearly as green around the gills today as you did yesterday. I dare say you're on the mend." However, my stomach, already rebelling again at the smell of breakfast, proved Holmes's words to be false. I quickly reached for the foul bucket that stood directly beside my sickbed and noisily vomited straight into it. "Well, perhaps I am mistaken," said Holmes with his nose slightly wrinkled. Another retching sound was my only comment on that. "You need some fresh air, my dear fellow. Come on, get up and join me on deck. A few relaxed yoga exercises whilst the sea breeze wafts around your nose and you'll be right as rain." Now he was starting with that prancing about again. Without further ado, I pulled the blanket over my head and punished Holmes with silence. Shortly afterwards, I heard my cabin door quietly open and close. Success! I was finally alone again and had peace from that dreadfully enthusiastic old man. I much preferred wallowing in my self-pity and rocking with the waves until I reached for my bucket once more and brought up bile again. How long would this state continue? And would I even survive it? How long would this wretched forced journey last? And in the event of my demise, would they simply throw me overboard or bury me somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Africa? Leave me as prey for the lions and hyenas? No, now I was being too fanciful. Holmes would take good care of me. Bah, Holmes! Hours later, I was still lying in my bed with my eyes closed, dozing away, when I heard another knock at my door, this time a very energetic one. Holmes came in straight away and I heard him say, "If I may, it is high time we got the doctor back on his feet." Dusk was already falling and the streets were gradually beginning to empty. Alice gripped the large steering wheel with both hands. With a broad grin on her face, she pressed the accelerator pedal, as it seemed to me, all the way to the floor. Holmes sat, the very picture of calm, beside her in the passenger seat, whilst I desperately tried to hold on to something in the back seat to avoid being thrown from side to side. "Ah, so you are awake after all," Holmes called out to me. "Very good, very good. May I introduce Mr. Vogt, a German by birth? He is somewhat familiar with seasickness from his own unfortunate experience and has brought you something. Do you think you could manage to sit up a little?" Holmes's companion cleared his throat audibly and said, "I can manage, yes, but I do not want to. And now would you both kindly leave me in peace?" Now, my good fellow," Holmes admonished me. "Why so snappish? That's not like your usually cheerful nature at all." "Perhaps because you lured me onto this ship, and now I must endure this wretched journey with you?" I retorted angrily, not even noticing how my rage had brought me to an upright position. "Perhaps because you've been bothering me for days with your ridiculous yoga? Or perhaps simply because for days I haven't been able to keep down even a single sip of water?" Completely exhausted from my outburst of rage, I noticed beads of sweat forming on my forehead, yet Holmes looked at me with his patronizing, superior gaze and said, "You see, you've managed to sit up after all." Immediately, the completely unfamiliar man with the curly, reddish, full beard approached me and held a thick root under my nose. "Here you are. This is ginger, a true miracle remedy of nature," he extolled the dried something to me. "Thank you, I am a doctor myself," I bluffed in response. But this Mr. Vogt pressed me further. "I promise you this will help you, just give it a try." Once again, this queasy, unsettled feeling spread through my stomach, and I reached for the ginger to bite off a piece. I concentrated on chewing it, and thus did not even notice when Holmes approached me, grabbed my shoulder, and urged me to stand up. "Here you are, your jacket. It is very windy and chilly on deck, but the fresh air will do you good,"